brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Accepted Russian weapons proposal, and Obama is now revising his address to the nation. They are defusing the attempt to start a larger regional war, and coming up, we've got a clip from that Charlie Rose interview where Assad says, look, I don't want to start another crazy war, and when you basically do this, it's going to set off the whole region, and that's what he keeps alluding to when he talks about, yeah, there could be a chemical attack. The extremists could get the chemicals. And then the media spins it, Assad's threatening a chemical attack. Now, to be fair, I think when he talked about 9/11, that was open-ended both ways. He was talking about rebels, but also other parties in the region, i.e. Iran. But this is really good news. And it means that Obama cannot divert everybody. That's when you get a war, is when all the interests line up. Military-industrial complex wants a war for more weapon sales and to break older stuff they sold to all parties. You've got France needs a political diversion. That's why they're cheerleading more than anybody other than Obama. Elements in Israel, the Likudniks, they want to be able to grab more of Syria during a breakup of the country from the Golan and beyond what they already have. You've got the globalists that don't want any sovereign nation operating they don't control. They want to be able to come in and destroy the country and then get it all basically into deep debt. And there's a lot of other interests that fit into this, but domestically there is the seven big scandals. And Obamacare is, I think, the big one, really starting to hit people. The folks out there are really finding out how big the betrayal was. That's why Obamacare was always set to come in after Obama had won re-election, because they knew what was going to happen. But this backlash is massive. And if the Republicans cannot repeal it, why do we even have two parties? Why not just have one fascist party? And I think you're going to see a lot of neocon Republicans thrown out in next year's 2014 elections. And 2014, as Matt Drudge and many others have said, is key. We need to get real Tea Party, Libertarian, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz type people in by the dozens more. And it's over. I mean, they can then put out real policies that made this country great, reverse the kleptocracy that's wrecking the nation, to then basically loot it and basically use us up like scrap metal or like derelict hunters. This is the vulture capitalist economy that's the opposite of free market. And so we're going to be breaking all that down today and opening the phones up for the entire broadcast of the last 30 minutes when Nicholas Winded Refn, director of Only God Forgives, comes on the broadcast, because I thought it was a good movie, and I think I got it. Not that I'm a smart guy, it was blaringly obvious, but no one seems to know what the movie means, so we're going to get the director on today, and we're going to see if I'm right about my breakdown of the film, which is really about good and evil, and about how good can be incredibly more vicious than even evil thinks it can be. And then it's about someone choosing to be good, but also having a personal sacrifice of you can't just repent and then not actually put something into it. And the police captain person is almost like an angel who is there visiting destruction down. And he's obviously psychic. It's kind of like almost like The Shining, where they've got the telekinesis connection, the old black guy and the little white kid. I mean, that's what I picked. It's completely obvious. And I'm literally no pundit, no reviewer got it. So I wanted to get the director on. I haven't talked to him yet. He's coming on. We'll see if I'm right. So that is coming up in the last 30 minutes or so of the transmission. By the way, we broke this a week and a half ago. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. McClatchy's now picked it up. Intercepts caught Assad rejecting requests to use chemical weapons, German paper says.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Reporting that Syria says it has accepted Russian weapons proposal. Syria said Tuesday it has accepted Russia's proposal to place its chemical weapons under international control for subsequent dismantling. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim said Tuesday, after meeting with Russian Parliament Speaker, that his government quickly agreed to the Russian initiative. His statement sounded more definitive than his remarks Monday when he said that Damascus welcomed Russia's initiative. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister said today that Russia is now working with Syria to prepare a detailed plan of action, which will be presented shortly. And, of course, Assad said in his Charlie Rose interview, and they've said it in press releases from the government, we'll do anything to avoid another crazy war. And then, we're going to play this clip coming up, and then Rose, the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission CFR member, globalist, comes back, Charlie Rose comes back and says, well, so So, you aren't concerned about the ramifications of an attack. And he says, look, it's about the entire region. It's not about Assad. It's not about me. And see, that's the psychology the media always uses. Look at this big, powerful guy. He's bad. Yeah, he's killing his own people. We need to go in there and destroy him. And what they actually destroy is the people. And almost 3 years ago, if you go back, this whole war started with the West starting it. And I know I've talked about that ad nauseum. It's just amazing to watch the establishment media, the state-run media, sit up there on television and in print and all over the internet saying, we've got to do something. Look what Assad's done. Look what his regime has done. He's so terrible. Look at the horrible things he's done. And then never having any evidence. What you've got is Turkey, Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, U.S. troops training extremist and mercenaries out of Iraq, ganging up from every angle you can imagine. French special forces. The list goes on and on to attack this country, and it is an incredible spectacle to behold, an incredible war crime. And so what the United Nations really wants to do here is set the precedent that they can come into any country they want that has any type of weapon systems and call them WMDs and then dismantle that country's infrastructure. Iraq was under sanctions from 1990 until just a few years ago. Oh, yeah, even after the liberation, it was still under controls of what could go into the country so that select corporations that have the inside track could go in and charge exorbitant prices for everything. And they wouldn't even let them have dental equipment or the tubing for the water hoses, you know, to clean out people's mouths or Novocaine or chlorine for their water supply because, you know, it could be used in chemical weapons production. And that's why you had an industrialized society whose population had more than tripled since the 1930s, if you look up the numbers, where you had millions of people die because they became a post-industrial nation without electricity, without clean water, without medicine. Can you imagine the United States if we lost all of that, the hell on earth that would be caused? That's why there's a congressional report put out last year and another one this year predicting 90% casualties in North America if there was an EMP blast that knocked out most of the electrical systems. And by the way, it doesn't just have to be an EMP blast from some foreign country or the globalist. It could be a giant solar flare knocking them out. That's a congressional report. Can you imagine if we ever get hit by one of those solar flares that they estimate hit us about every 100 years or so? The last time it happened, it knocked out most of the electrical systems across the United States, but only a few cities actually had it. And I'm not even saying that's going to happen. My point is the globalists come in and basically visit this on Libya, visit this type of thing on Iraq, and now they're visiting it for almost 3 years on Syria. And it is a ultra-massive war crime of biblical-level proportions. And the people are waking up to the fact that it's a war crime across the political spectrum, and that's good news. Sadly, though, this still only creates more division. I don't think people should see themselves as black or white or as German or Chinese or Jewish or Mexican. It's fine to like your culture, your heritage, and the politically correct groups want you to get rid of your heritage and adopt globalism. But I think everybody should keep their heritage, but also try to adopt the heritage of liberty and freedom and due process and organize ourselves collectively into that mindset. Because humans will organize themselves collectively. And the globalists want to collectively organize us into scientific balkanization and division held together by globalism and a synthetic plastic dead culture. And it's very, very sad. And an example of this is, I don't like the policies that Israel has to try to break up its neighbors so that it can then control ethnically subdivided substates. And that's the official Israeli policy by the current power structure there, is to break Syria up in 3 to 4 pieces, 2 pieces if that's all they can get, and basically take more of the Golan Heights down into the plains and down into the rich, water-rich and natural gas-rich areas. And so when I state the admitted Israeli policy, we get emails, we see comments on Infowars.com, you're just anti-Semitic. Which is just a political tool. I mean, that's immoral to just throw that out there. Just like when you say, oh, I don't like Obama's government-run health care. I don't like Obama increasing taxes on poor people. I don't like Obama invoking racial division. I don't like Obama trying to come after our guns. People say, well, you're a racist. That's what political correctness is, to end any type of debate. Now, conversely, I'm between a rock and a hard place because this world always tries to force people into a camp. That's the name of the game. And the people that hate Israel have become radicalized to where if you're not wearing a Nazi uniform, you're not cool. And I've seen this process happen, and it's been pushed by big foundations, and the globalists are heavily involved in it. And there's this religion of hating Jews and a religion of saying everyone's Jewish. I'm Jewish. Warren Buffett's Jewish. Anybody that knows how to tie their shoelaces must be Jewish. If you've ever been successful or written a good book or made a film, you're secretly Jewish. No one's allowed to be successful unless you're Jewish. Blah, blah, blah. I'm funded by Israel. Totally untrue. Just so people can feel good about themselves, it's tribalism, and say everybody else is bad. So I don't like what Israel's doing. I'm a real critic of a lot of the things Israel does. And we're continually anti-war. And then there's this mental illness of running around in circles saying, you know, Alex Jones, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, Alex Jones, you know, is a Zionist shill, which tends to then drive someone the other direction. Because, it's bad to be a thinker. It's bad to try to really be fair. It's bad to address things on actual issues and not from a hateful perspective. I mean, the last place I want to be is with the crazy anti-Israel crowd that spends their entire life obsessing over Israel, exaggerating. You know, to where I get up here and I say, well, you got a lot of interests that want to, you know, break up Syria. You got the military-industrial complex. You got the big mega banks. You've got France wants a diversion. Obama wants to divert from all these scandals. I mean, his own pundits are admitting that. Saudi Arabia is the big driver paying for it because they're Sunni and they have a Sunni empire. It's 80% of Islam. And so historically they kill each other even more than they kill outside groups. That's a geopolitical historical fact. And then Israel wants to break up the country as well and get rid of one of their old enemies. And it's very immoral to the people living there to start this war and to work with Al-Qaeda. And Israel admits they've got a policy of destroying one enemy with another enemy, but again, Israel needs to have the high ground, don't they, of not working with Al-Qaeda. And then our government's also using Al-Qaeda, the threat of Al-Qaeda, to take our liberties. So there's all these interests, and then people sit there and freak out over it going, no, there's Israel, and that's it. And if Israel didn't exist, the world would be milk and honey. Everybody would be, you know, living in heaven. Really, there wouldn't be any Mao Zedongs, there wouldn't be any Stalins, there wouldn't be any of that, right? And it really is just the same old dumbed-down thing of people dividing into tribal camps. Like, I don't glorify and romanticize Putin or the Russian KGB government. I don't romanticize the Chinese communists just because they're opposed to this. I don't romanticize the opposition. I've analyzed who they are. But it's the globalists that are here running my life. That's why they're my front and center problem. Because they're the biggest, most organized, sophisticated, eugenics-based, scientific dictatorship, transhumanists at the top, that plan the extinction of almost everybody and a new species to rise up of humans merged with machines. That's their religion, and no one's discussing that. We're too busy fighting. fighting over, I'm a Mexican, I'm a German, I'm a Jew, I'm a Chinese, instead of reality.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how Supernatural Silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Tell them this train's coming, folks. It's a love train.
Don't you know that it's time?
But the problem is the establishment doesn't want that because they can get us to stop thinking and give up our liberties and do whatever we're told if we have an outside enemy. And the problem is, 9 times out of 10, the globalists, literally the very same megabanks that funded Napoleon and the British 200 years ago, the very same families, if you go look up the names, are busy financing both sides of every war. And the public is starting to get their mind around this. And the globalist, at its heart, this is about world government. Out of all the interest, Syria is about world government. It's about mopping up the few rogue countries that are left, putting them under banker control so the public can be forced to take vaccines, forced to have their families broken up, forced to teach kindergartners how to have sex. That's why from Australia to Germany to the U.S., from Israel to many areas of Eastern Europe to Africa, the Central Africa, it's standardized sitcoms, it's standardized dramas funded by the U.N., through Hollywood and other groups, to create this anti-human agenda. And that's what this is about. I mean, I have a stack of news here about white people being beaten to death all over the United States. And what do you think movies like Django and Machete and all this race war stuff is going to do? And most of the time, because it's politically incorrect, when a black person shoots or kills a white person because they're white, the media reporters have come out and have said, we've been told not to even say the race. A lot of times you'll hear, we're looking for a man believed to be over 30, wearing a red shirt, and it won't say what race the person is. And you can always bet it means they're black. Because it's such mind control that you can't even say that. But see, the tipping point's hit there as well. Why did the Klan go around routinely murdering black people? Because they've been taught they're bad, they're evil, they're out to get you. It's tribalism. Humans are exactly the same, folks. It's different color skin, basically. And they would go out until the public said, Christians said, this is wrong, this shouldn't be done, we're going to stand up against this. Now, instead, the media is there to cover up the lynching by gun and by fist and by brick, just like Reginald Denny got his face bashed in, where he looked like the kid from Mask, true story. Because, I mean, here it is, bus rider's face smashed in during hate attack. And, of course, that's in Harlem where you don't have, or, you know, where you don't have a right to Second Amendment. I mean, I can hold my own, folks, but nowadays somebody comes up wanting to bash my head in, I just pull a gun out and shoot them. I mean, it's like, shouldn't bring your fist to a gunfight. Shouldn't bring your knife to a gunfight. I mean, I got things to do. I'm just going to kill you. You try to kill me, I'm going to kill you. I don't care what color you are. And bus rider's face smashed in during hate attack in Harlem, reportedly yelling, cracker, as he beat the man's face in. But don't worry, the cracker is dead. The Union Square I Hate White People beating victim dies at Bellevue Hospital. And let's show people, if they're watching on TV, the evil photograph of the white man. So don't worry, he's dead now. Doesn't he look threatening and bad? I mean, he's white. He must be bad. He you know, he's an Arab. He must be bad. But, you know, that's kind of the thing here when we're bombing the Middle East. Well, they're Arabs. Just kill them. So what if we have a 500,000 Iraqi children in the first 10 years of sanctions that died on record? Madeleine Albright says it's a good price to pay. I mean, they're Arabs. And, you know, God forbid the Arabs ever try to have a secular government and movie theaters and shopping malls. They'll just be overthrown. God forbid they ever try to build resorts and invite Europeans and folks in, you know, from Europe to come to your Syrian beaches. We'll just blow those up. We'll just ship a couple 100,000 Al-Qaeda in. We'll call them protesters on the news. The globalists want divide and conquer. They want command destruction. They want chaos worldwide so they can then offer the solution. Order out of chaos is the New World Order's motto. And, man, I'm seeing articles, ladies and gentlemen, every day now where white people are being killed because they're white. And you notice there's no white Jesse Jackson out there to run around, you know, talking about it. Because that's not the game plan. The game plan is that you guilt the majority group into signing on to socialism and centralization and political correctness by telling them they're racist all day, while telling all the other groups that they should unify themselves racially and go after white people. Then white people run to the state and the police as their savior. You understand how that works? The globalists want everything to be racially based. All right, big breaking news coming up on the Syria situation straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
So the good news is the Russians, about a year ago, moved in troops to the couple bases that have the legal and lawful chemical weapons stored in them inside Syria. And now the Russians are officially going to oversee and invite the United Nations in to remove the chemical weapons that Syria has legally and lawfully. Now remember, Iraq agreed to this back in 1993, 2 years after they were bombed into the Stone Age. And then for a decade, the sanctions were put into place that completely annihilated the population. 5 million had to leave the country. Some estimates are as many as 2+ million died. The estimates were 1.5 million by the year 2000. By the way, you guys had it ready the other day. I never played it. Will you, after I play this Assad clip, I want to play the Madeleine Albright clip if we have that, because... people don't believe this when she says, well, yeah, 500,000 dead kids, a good price to pay. So just remember when they're telling you, go attack a country, it's for the children. That's a big hoax. They've been attacking Syria for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in December. I just want everybody to remember that. And I want you to also remember that InfoWars.com breaks real news. The Israeli release communiques that they caught between Hezbollah and the high command of the Syrian military a few weeks ago, what Israel released was the high command saying, who is engaging these chemicals? It better not be you, because you've been ordered not to use chemicals. And then that was the evidence. Assad caught launching attack, and then the communique said the opposite. Well, to their credit, German newspapers in Bild and Sonntag and other big publications have reports of the intelligence agency chief in Germany saying that, no, the communiques actually show that Assad was ordering them not to use chemical weapons. And that is McClatchy. German paper, intercepts caught. Assad rejecting request to use chemical weapons, German paper says. Wow, well, let's give them a Pulitzer Prize, huh? Let's give McClatchy one. How about we give Paul Watson one? I don't want the credit, but, I mean, I'm telling you, weeks and months and years before it's mainstream news, you hear it here. And why? Watson actually went to the communiques and read them and said, so many times the mainstream media will say, it was pitch dark. That's the headline, and then you read the article. Actually, it was at high noon at the bottom of the article. It's very bizarre where they won't even lie a lot of times. They'll just totally spin. I guess that's what spin is, what they call it, spin. They'll 180 what's going on. In fact, now, and they've been saying this for about a year, but now it's starting to get a little bit louder. That, oh, well, yeah, we have to go in because the rebels might get the chemicals. Actually, it could have been the rebels. And that's why we need to go in and bomb Assad. Counting on the Western public going, oh, yeah, those darn rebels of Assad's. No, the darn rebels are put in by the left, and listeners are going, really, Alex, I mean, that's actually happening? Yeah, you see it on the news, and it's bizarre. So here's the toll-free number on any subject you want to call in about. Obviously, I think it's great news that this is being diffused for now. I think it's fabulous news that Vladimir Putin has put Obama and the globalist in check. In fact, Drudge calls it checkmate and has had his whole site go blue for Royal Russian Blue. Because, again, I'm not rooting for the Russian system, but I am rooting for war not happening. I am rooting for Obama not getting a diversion from Obamacare and IRS gate and spy gate and whistleblower gate and NSA gate and Benghazi gate and Fast and Furious and Solandra energy scams, and just all the things that are going on. And now you're even seeing the Germans, who a week ago were spinning the Israeli releases that were real high command communiques. Germany at first was saying, oh, yeah, this shows Assad's people did it, but they weren't in control of it. No, no, no. The communiques clearly show that they didn't do it. So that is now coming out, and that's really a big deal. Now Paul Watson asked the question up on Infowars.com, and I want to ask you this as I give the number out. Is Assad being tricked into sacrificing Syria? And he talks about Gaddafi gave up his WMDs, chemical biological weapons, most of them sold to him by the West. Same thing with Saddam. That all came out, that mainly the U.S. and England, France, sold him all his stuff so he could have it against the Iranians. U.S. military directed the chemical attacks on the Kurds. That's come out in congressional hearings. And so you saw Saddam do what he was told and get set up. You saw Gaddafi come in and invest all his money with the West and let all the Western companies in and say, here, have the infrastructure. And he would get on the news and say, Obama's my friend, and I like Sarkozy, and we're going to fix this. And you know what? They set him up. They're like, hey, lower your guards, just like in Saving Private Ryan, which is fiction, but based on a real battle that happened. And I can't tell you how many accounts of French warfare I've read about, or street-to-street, hand-to-hand combat, where they found in psychological warfare. They would have the Germans do this, the French do it in World War I, back and forth. When they would run into foxholes or run into trenches, they would yell, that was Saving Private Ryan's World War II, but it's the same thing. They would say, "We're here to help. We're friend. Don't shoot. Don't shoot," as they jump into the doorway and fire automatic weapons. And they found statistically a lot of people didn't want to kill, didn't want to fight, wanted to be in denial. We're going to con themselves instead of get ready to kill with your bayonet and your weapon. They're coming in. Let's kill them when they try to kill us. Ah! Instead of like getting your killer instinct going, people will lower their hands, just like in Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan, when the Americans starting to beat the German and they've got the bayonets to each other and they're in death grip, and the German goes, "Oh, no, no, I'm your friend. Shh, let's stop." And the guy gives in for a minute and he gets the initiative and drives the sword, drives the dagger right into him. And that's what the globalists do. They go, "Don't get angry. Don't get upset. Don't listen to Alex Jones yelling and screaming. Don't listen to, you know, to the people who get upset. Stay calm. Listen to NPR. NPR this morning was still saying Assad was caught with chemical weapons because it's totally government run. Totally government and foundation run. Because they don't care. They're 100% government. CNN's pretty much government run and MSNBC, but still they know they're totally losing their audience. So they're telling the higher ups, "We're going to lose everybody if we don't at least tacitly agree with them that this war is wrong." And the higher-ups are, it doesn't matter. You do what you're told, you sell the war. And I think that's great, because the more they have are full of hubris, the worse they look. The problem is they figured it out and backed off, because they realized they were hemorrhaging out, ladies and gentlemen. They are hemorrhaging out right now. The question is, what's going to come out of it? Because, by the way, I'm not happy about the collapse of the New World Order. And let me quantify that. I was telling Watson this morning. What's going to fill the vacuum is the communist Chinese and the Russians and the robber barons that are still going to be operating. You understand? That's why the EU was set up to collapse Europe to then set up a bigger union later. They intend on collapsing this Anglo-American New World Order. And I'm happy that it collapses compared to their total eugenics takeover, but they're just going to come back again. So be ready for that, is what I'm saying. I'm not happy. I mean, I guess it's kind of like Samson. And if you use that analogy in the Liberty Movement, we've had our eyes gouged out. We've been starved to death, you name it. We've been gelded, and we're standing there between the two pillars. And we're trying to push down the New World Order, but it's going to come down on us. I hope you understand that. But it's slow death and a sure death and a sure death of the psyche and the soul and the mind if the globalists culturally are allowed to do what they want to do here. The transhumanists, you know, the end of the family, all the things they want to do, the evil agenda. Our only hope is to beat it, and justice be done, may the heavens fall. Justice be done, though the temple fall down on top of us. And many of us will end up surviving, and there will be a better world on the other side of that. But it's still not going to be fun. But it's better to have a Soviet Union-style collapse of the globalist empire, that's known as the American Empire, than to have World War III. And they will try to launch a World War III if they can maneuver people into it to bring in their total world government. That is their endgame plan, as Joel Skousen and others have concurred. We can debate about when they planned that, but the United States has spent more money on underground bases and congressional hearings, you can look this up, than all other governments worldwide combined. But in Switzerland and Russia and China, they have fallout shelters still for the general public. If you notice, there's no fallout shelters now here. There's parking garages, you'll see, or nuclear fallout. You're supposed to go in there and die. Supposed to go in a parking garage so it can collapse in on top of you and your family. We have paid for a breakaway civilization level technocracy that have already got incredible treatments 30, 40 years in advance medically. And that's what government health care is about. They can never allow that to all come on the market. They can never allow you to get access to that. And so that's why they're saying you don't get these tests, you don't get these surgeries, you don't get these advances. I was listening to NPR this morning at 6:15 in the morning, and they had an author on there talking about, and it sounded like literally in rapture, talking about the power of the bioethics board in Katrina and Sandy and other events, and how the doctors would go through the wards with the sick patients, killing them with morphine. And then I got back in the car. I got into work late today at 10 a.m. and tuned in NPR out of Houston, and they were on another show talking about euthanasia. Because, see, for them, that's the ultimate power. And they were there with these voices going, and he checked with the nurse. She was on the bioethics board, and then they put the morphine in. And I'm listening to this, and it's like, and then I tune in 3 hours, 4 hours later, and it's another show. It's like the Grim Reaper programming or something. And it's just all about them running our lives. And it's so incredibly creepy. And they just want to have this calm voice with everybody. And, oh, this is how it's going to be. And, oh, don't get upset. Don't struggle. And I use the analogy of if you're going to pick up an old horse to sell it, a lot of people get attached to their old workhorses and end up when they're in pain or whatever, you know, just putting them out of their misery, shooting them. But, you know, old cutthroat farmers and ranchers, they'll call in Elmers. They'll call in at the glue wagon. And you might just wait because you'll buy horses in groups. Maybe you got some 15-year-old, 20-year-old horses that are kind of broke back and, you know, or lame or whatever. Well, you're going to get a little bit of money out of those. And the glue wagon pulls in. I haven't seen this. I've read about it, and I've had family that's seen it. And you think horses are stupid? They're not stupid. They're just real instinctive. So they're real wild. And these are horses been around you for 15 years and know you. And that glue wagon pulls in. And the glue wagon guy gets out. And those horses can smell the fear of the last horses that were in it in their urine, the hormones in their urine. And the horses start kicking and getting upset. But the glue wagon fella, he goes, come on over and help me. Let's just get him. And they talk to him just like an NPR voice. That's where that comes from. You say the original NLP. And they just go, it's all right, baby. And you just lead that horse right on in there. And there's any others, they just go right in with it. And you close it and you lock it. And they pay the farmer. Here's your $5. Back in the day, you know, here's your $100. They're going to get turned into dog food. They're going to get turned into fish food. They're going to get their hooves and things rendered down into glue. That's what it is. It's cartilage. And the farmer goes, turns around, and this is, I've seen this with slaughtering animals around a farm. Even though you know a pig or you know a cow, it's kind of like, yeah, old Betsy's going to be on the dinner table. Let's go get something to eat. Because that's just what you got to do. And people say, well, that's immoral. What's really immoral is pulling into Wendy's and getting your hamburger then and then criticizing people that go hunting. But the whole psychology is the same thing. So I'm here because I don't want to just be a horse loaded up. I'm here saying, hey, we better get upset. I'm here trying to get your instincts for survival activated. And NPR and all these globalists, they are your enemy. And they all know full well what they're doing. It's funny to them. They're a military operation. You're not allowed on those shows unless you play part in the cult. One time they had me on national NPR. They never aired it. And they were taping at the University of Texas. It was the national NPR on the ISDN line. And I was talking just like this. And they said, can you just calm down and can you talk smooth, Alex? You'd be a lot more popular if you did that. And I said, well, this is how I am. I get upset about this information. I think it was like some retrospective deal on, you know, 10 years of Alex Jones or something and, you know, the New World Order conspiracy theorist or whatever. And I was disagreeing with the host. Of course, they never heard it. And they were all just like going, oh, your voice. Oh, yeah, the people at UT, the RTF department, was the professor that was running it was there just going, oh, please stop. Oh, because they're all in a trance, too. They all just want to feel like they're winners, feel like they're members of the establishment, and that's the end of it. But you're not. You're suckers. You're schmucks. You're marks. You're idiots. You've been conned. You're not part of the winning team either. Just because you sit around licking your lips about the case for killing Granny and you know, like Jack Kevorkian used to get excited on TV talking about, you know, gassing people. And it's just like, wow, these people are so weak that all they want is the power of life and death over patients that are under their control. It's like Munchausen by proxy or something on a mass scale. And you realize what freaks they are. You realize it's a legion of pit of hell scum. And then they call themselves liberals. That's the vanguard of the New World Order. They're the cutting edge. And they're up there just poking their finger in racial division and sticking salt in there, sticking salt in the wound and grinding it in and going, now you're going to do what we say and all this racial pain's going to stop. And they just sit back and smile as blacks beat and kill white people every day, and, you know, and the White House funds, you know, the machete movies. Oh, yeah, you know, there's government funding involved in that. A little bird told me. But multiple birds told me. Plus, it's already in the news. But, I mean, it's just so sick to watch how they program our lives. I want that to stop.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. By the way, we have some really amazing guests coming up this week. Some of them are pretty hot to handle, so I'm not going to announce them till they're on the air. But that's coming up later in the week. You know, I learned about 2 months ago now, actually, that I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. I'll tell that story later. The point is that there's a lot happening, a lot of people waking up, but you've also got the power structure attempting to intimidate everybody into not speaking up. But as more and more of us speak up, it's harder for the intimidation to work. And once the intimidation implodes, then you see a huge acceleration of the sea change we're already seeing accelerate. And I know that's elementary, but we need to think about that, just like in Bug's life. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Those puny ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, then that's it for our way of life. And their way of life as the globalist is not just sucking our money and energy out of us, but programming our minds, trying to destroy our free will. That's the big sin. So open phones in the next hour. I'm going to give the number out on the subjects that we've already covered so far. Any subject you'd like to raise, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll also get into new government ammo purchases, the latest on the missing nuclear weapons out of Dyess Air Force Base, and more in the next hour, 800-259-9231, and I'll try to take a lot of your calls. Probably fail, but I'll try. I want to play this clip I talked about. Here's Assad, one of the clips from Charlie Rose, talking about how he'll do anything to avoid another crazy war. Here it is.
The president is prepared to strike, and perhaps we'll get the authorization of Congress or not.
Prepared to strike.
The question then is, would you give up chemical weapons if it would prevent the president from authorizing a strike? If that is a deal you would accept.
Again, you always imply that we have chemical weapons.
I have to, because that's the assumption of the president.
Yes.
That is his assumption, and he is the one who will order the strike.
It's his problem if he has an assumption. But for us in Syria, we have principles. We'd do anything to prevent the region from another crazy war. It's not only Syria, because it will start in Syria.
You'll do anything to prevent the region having another crazy war.
Yes.
You recognize the consequences for you if there is a strike.
It's not about me. It's about the region.
That's right. It's always about, we're just going to take out this guy, and you know he's a bad guy, we say, so let's kill everybody. No, it's about the region. It's about the world. I can't believe how calm he is. I got mad at Piers Morgan, and I've gotten mad at other people on national TV when they're lying, saying nobody wants to take your guns. Well, of course you want to. It's on record. Everywhere you're in control, the globalists take all the guns. Shut up! I'd be like, how dare you send in al-Qaeda to our country and do this? But see, it was taped. So they knew it would never end up on the air. And I mean, they tried to blow him up over and over again and his family. I can't believe how calm he is. And then you look at the sycophanticness of Charlie Rose and all the rest of the globalists, how they get off on the power, how they get off on the weapons, how they get off on talking about striking. How about you give hey Rose, how about we just give Obama 5 more peace prizes for what he's done in Syria, huh? You people are sick. And you're not going to get to have your World War III if free humans have their way and come together around justice. Briefly, folks, this is a listener-supported transmission. Please spread the word about the broadcast wherever you listen to it, whether it be on XM or AM and FM or the internet at Infowars.com. Don't forget, one membership at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and all the films is $5.95 a month, and 11 people can use the membership. So that's 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. It's easy to sign up, and your support is needed. PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.